Welcome to this AAT podcast on employment status matters, where today I will discuss how to decide whether a worker can be engaged on a self-employed basis or whether he or she should be employed and included on the payroll with pay-as-you-earn operated and Class 1 national insurance contributions deducted. This has always been a top target of HMRC employer compliance officers, and therefore it is a very relevant issue for AAT members in practice who will be asked to give advice to employers, and also very relevant to a lot of AAT members working for employers. We are living in difficult times where businesses may be forced to make substantial savings, which may then mean cutting staffing levels, and which will inevitably mean for some that self-employed workers become a cheaper option. Why cheaper? Well, let's begin with the 12.8% Class 1 national insurance savings for the employer. And of course, we know that 12.8% is to become 13.8% next year. There will also be savings for some employers who will not have to pay employer pension contributions and who will not have to provide benefits that are enjoyed by their employees. Then, of course, there is more flexibility in the working hours, and it becomes easier to get rid of a self-employed person than it is to get rid of an employee. Well, that's good news. But of course, there may be some very bad news if our employer or our client gets it wrong and makes gross payments without deductions to one or more workers who are not really self-employed. That can prove to be very expensive when the engager, who is really the employer, has to foot the bill for the unpaid Class 1 national insurance contributions and at least some of the income tax that should have been deducted. The potential cost to any business could be very significant. Many AAT members will be familiar with my example of someone earning an amount equal to the weekly upper earnings limit of £844. A self-employed individual would pay only £2.40 a week Class 2 national insurance contributions, totaling £124.80, and Class 4 national insurance contributions of £3,052.80 on a profit of £43,888. That gives the total NICs for the self-employed of £3,177.60. What a contrast with the amount of NICs payable for an employee on the same earnings. Employees' primary and employers' secondary Class 1 NICs would total £9,083.88. The difference, or the loss to the Exchequer of nearly £6,000 for one employee in 1 year, is why this is a top HMRC target. And there is still the issue of the income tax that should have been deducted. Nowadays, with a demi-born adjustment for maybe some of the tax paid as a self-employed individual, the full tax will not have to be paid. But there will be an interest charge on the late payment, plus a penalty of between 15% and maybe 35%, or could it be 75%? Most of you will be aware that we have a new penalty regime which is meant to reward compliant employers and punish the defaulters. Whilst acknowledging the absence of employment rights for the self-employed worker, apart from holiday pay required by European law, many self-employed workers are in a win-win situation if they receive a higher rate of payment for the work and only pay Class 2 and Class 4 NICs. However, if HMRC successfully establishes that the worker was an employee all along, that employer has to pick up the tab, as in my example, for the pay-as-you-earn and Class 1 NICs that it failed to deduct. Most people accept this is a difficult issue, but that's why extra care is needed. We still have no statutory definition of an office or employment. Now I want to look at HMRC guidance.